what I feel. There is a man, if you can see the man, he's bent over, and by his bed, he'd hidden some cash in the bed, underneath, between the mattress. And he's taken the cash, and he wants to stick it in his back pocket. Unbeknownst to him, the wife brings another pair of pants with a pocket right at the right spot. So while the man is busy taking the money and sticking it in his pocket, he's actually sticking it in the pocket of the pair of pants that the wife put behind him. And she snuck away. He turns around and decides to count the money, how much he put there. And he puts his hand in his pocket. There's no money. He puts it in the other pocket. There's no money. Where did my money go? I chuckled for a while. And just before I came over this evening, that image popped in my mind again. I had not thought about that scene all these days, and I know things don't happen by accident. So I said, Lord, what exactly do you want me to do with this? And it was very clear. One, that the blessings of God in our lives that we want to carry don't get swished off into another person's pocket. The blessing that I need to carry, the things that belong to me, don't get swished off into another pocket. Because you can live life. And the Bible tells us about, you know, working so hard and collecting and putting money, our resources, in pockets that have holes. That's one dimension that you have something to do about. You need to sow into God and harvest into God. But what about those situations where it's not because of something you've done, but somebody's busy ripping you off? We want to shut down the presence and the power of those that want to rip us off. Whatever levels, wherever they are, everyone that wants to rip you off, may God remove them out of your life. May you never be deceived by the one who wants to rip you off. Yes, the illustration is about a wife playing a game, a joke with her husband, but I know you get the picture. Would you lift up your voice right now in praise and worship to the Lord and begin to declare unto the Lord that the presence of those that will rob you, rip you off, deceive you, will be removed from your life, so that you are not, you know, they say in Nigeria, it's an adage, it's a song, monkey is working and the baboon is eating. We don't want that. You will reap the harvest of the goodness of God in your life and enjoy your life to the full. No one robbing you, stealing from you, deceiving you, taking what belongs to you and using it for their own advantage while you are busy struggling in life, like the monkey working and the baboon is busy eaten. Pray. Lift up your voice before the Lord. Parusha kata tabarike de balada bashoko. Rikata pu rebarata sakata kaka. Rikata bobo shikete libre sikete. Rikata da bashande rebarakataba. Rikete brese kete libre soko. Rikata tabrashande rebataka. Rikato boshende rebatusi. Bando boshekete de bareke. Rikata da bashinde reba. Rikata brushandaba. Ropo rebarabasha. Rikata baroso kotobo, rikata barasande, rikata boshe, matupo kote balakwa, rikete brusha, matabo, rikata daba, rikata daba shande, rikete revoko, rikata rosi kayema, rikata brematosoko, rikata brematoa, rikikatoshi, brikimete breseteke, rikete rebresoko, rikata rabroshama, rikandere matoso, rikiti bromataha. In the name of Jesus, Father, I declare, oh God, this day, oh God, that every spirit of deception, Lord, oh God, that will want to rob your people of that which you have ordained for them, that those, oh God, forces of darkness will not only be exposed, but they be cut off in the mighty name of Jesus. Every spirit that seeks to rip off your people, in Jesus' name, let that stronghold be destroyed. Lord, oh God, everything, oh God, that generates false weights, oh God, that your people are not getting the full impact and result, oh God, of that which they are investing for. Father, in Jesus' name, let the lies of the enemy be exposed. Let them be eradicated. And may your people be established, oh God, in your loving kindness and your tender mercies. As this, oh God, for myself, for my family, for sons and daughters, oh God, spiritual and natural. And Lord, oh God, for all of your saints. We cry out to God this day. Let the lies of the enemy be exposed. Let them be caught in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Before we go on to the second illustration I want to share with you. Many years ago, I was having a chat and time, just chatting with my dad when he was alive. And he made a comment that I haven't forgotten. The comment was very simple. It says, when you want to catch a thief, catch him on his wrist, not at the elbow. You see, if you catch a man stealing from you, and the elbow, all he does is stretch out his hand and he's gone. But if you catch him in the wrist, you have him. I've never forgotten that statement. It was a very simple statement, but it was infused with great wisdom. When you catch a thief, catch him on the wrist, not on the elbow. Because if you catch him on the elbow, he stretches his hand and he's gone. Try it. You see how easy that is. Catch him here. Where is he going to go to? He has to overpower you to get away. But here, he doesn't have to have any power. He's gone. We're going to pray right now that God will grant us grace to catch the thief red-handed, right there on the wrist, not on the elbow, so that the enemy, the thief, can't escape. The Bible says when you identify the thief, he's got to pay back sevenfold, even though he had a reason to steal because he was hungry. But if you catch him, 7 times, 700%. So we're going to pray now. God, grant us supernatural wisdom and insight to capture the enemy in such a way that he cannot escape. A wrist catch, not an elbow grab. Not an elbow catch. You got that? Pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, oh God, that we identify the enemy and there is no maneuvering, no wiggling room, oh God, for him to escape. Because, Lord, oh God, your power is upon our lives and we're empowered to see, to identify, and to capture the enemy. And, Father, we demand, oh God, a sevenfold return, repayment, reimbursement for all pain and suffering, for every challenge that we've gone through these past years. Father, we demand a sevenfold return. Father, in Jesus' name, we declare it so done by the authority of your everlasting word. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God grant us the grace to catch the thief red-handed. Grant us supernatural wisdom and insight to capture our enemy in such a way that he cannot escape. A wrist catch, not an elbow catch. Yes. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thief is spelled E and I different. All right. Praise the Lord. Well, the next prayer we're going to pray is connected to another joke that was sent to me on WhatsApp. This one was quite interesting. Shows a couple. The man is seated at a table, and the wife brings these two plates of rice. And on the rice, on the man's plate, is two pieces of chicken. And on the wife's plate, on the surface of the rice, is one piece of chicken. And so he asks her to get her, get him a drink. And she goes and gets a drink. And he's looking at both plates and decides, you know what? I don't want my wife to be eating one piece of chicken and I'm eating two pieces of chicken. So he switches the plates. He gives her the plate that was given to him and he takes the plate that she had served herself. And so it was. He decides to start eating when she says, he says thank you to her for bringing him the drink. And he puts his fork in the plate and he strikes meat. And he's talking to another place, and there's some more meat. And then so someone goes, more meat. And more meat. She had put so much meat underneath and put rice on top as if she didn't have as much meat. And the prayer request is this. That was such a, you see, he caught on because of his love for her and because he wants the best for her. This prayer request is this, that love for God and for people will expose hidden agenda. Love for God and for people will expose hidden agendas. She had stuff hidden. Now, understand this is a parody and it's just a joke just made up for the audience to laugh. Because, of course, they were sitting side by side. How could she possibly be popping out more meat and he not know it? But in real life, the love of God inside of you should expose the agenda of the enemy. And we're going to pray that we will not have hate and strife within us, but love will go forth and fight battles for us, bringing us to the place where we truly win the battle to the glory of God. Pray. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, O God, for love. The grace to love and to care and want the best for others. And in the process, Father, let, O God, that love expose their agenda. If they have evil agendas, Lord, O God, let it be exposed and let it be brought to naught in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our sovereign Lord. We call it so done. Amen and amen. You may think that that prayer that you just prayed now is not an important one. But let me tell you, this is a very, very important prayer declaration. I tell you a story, personal. One of them was about somebody that we thought really loved us, Mama and I, and so we decided to do something very loving and caring for them. So we saved some money, put something together. At that time, we had to scrape a lot. And we took this couple out for dinner at a high-class restaurant in the city. Not the very highest, but it ranks there. Steakhouse. And in doing so, this couple that acted as if they really cared about us, really loved us, were willing to give to us, in doing so that day, taking them to that restaurant and pampering them that day, made us their enemy. And that was the last time they stepped into the church. How could you possibly take somebody to a restaurant and pour love into them, and then they turn out to be an enemy? Well, love does that. You see, what they wanted was us. We shouldn't have anything. We should be underneath them, and they can give us crumbs. How dare you come and treat us so well? Do something for us that we won't even have thought of doing for ourselves. How dare you? What was inside their heart was exposed. Remember one other time, a couple, another family, we didn't know they had certain thoughts, whatever it was. It wasn't right. We took them out to dinner after church service. This time, not a high class stuff, it was just a buffet. And we took them there and we sat across from each other and we're eating and drinking. But the woman had something in her and wanted to hurt us. So, you know, when you're in a place and you're sitting together, you want to serve drinks. So she poured a drink for Mama. Mama wanted a drink, and she poured it and pushed it towards Mama, and Mama touched the glass. As soon as she just barely touched the glass just busted. Pow! Power. We smiled. Guys, please clean this. But we knew what had happened. We knew what had happened. That glazing just blast off. There was an agenda. But love exposed it. That was the last time we saw that couple. Love can expose the enemy and bring their agenda to naught. So rather than live in a world of just being in strife and argument, no, stop it. Just love people. And love will expose. I remember a particular time I knew this person was doing certain things. It wasn't right. But they were acting like they were for us. And so I remember one day I came to church. This person happened to be somebody that was ministering with us. And I said to the person, I said, "Oh, you preached a powerful message. And actually, one of our partners listened to your message and was so blessed by it. And I just want to encourage you, keep the good work going and be blessed of the Lord. I'm excited for what God is doing in your life." I poured the love. It was that love that flushed finally the evil intent, flushed it out last time I saw them step through those doors into a service in this place. Love flushes out. So I want to encourage you to just love. You want to find out who's for you or not for you? Just love. When God says, "Do this," sometimes He's asking you to do it to expose what's in there that you don't know. Flush it out and you escape the agenda of the enemy. So today, we're going to pray, "God, fill me with your love. Let me be filled with love so that every agenda of the enemy against my well-being is exposed." I want you, it's the same prayer that we just prayed a moment ago, but I want you to pray it this time very purposefully in recognizing the power of love in exposing what needs to be exposed, that thing that is hidden from your view. Takes God to expose that. You want to catch flies? Honey is better than vinegar. Put the sweetness out and the flies will come. And you can get rid of Beelzebub. Pray. "God, fill me with your love." So fill me with love that every agenda of the enemy against my well-being is exposed. Pray. "Father, thank you, Lord. I'm filled with love. I'm filled with love. I'm filled with love. with your loving kindness and your tender mercies. I am filled with love, and love is flushing out every agenda of the enemy. I'm bringing every language and every agenda to a place of nothingness. Lord, oh God, bankrupt the systems of the evil one. Bankrupt the systems of the evil one. Bankrupt the systems of the evil one. Leave them with nothing to play with, in the mighty name of Jesus. Checkmate every enemy in the name of Jesus. We declare, oh God, that your checkmate, oh God, has come, and there is no movement for the evil one, their agenda, their plans, all because of the move of love. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Now, come with me to Psalm 46. This psalm is a very interesting psalm. It's a psalm that was, I suppose, sung primarily by women. It says a song upon Alamoth. Alamoth has to do with women. It says, God is our refuge and strength. God is our refuge and our strength. It is one thing to have a refuge, but if you don't have the strength to keep that refuge, the enemy can penetrate that refuge and make your refuge their refuge. Capture your fortress and make your fortress their fortress. But when you have the strength, the agility, the grace to defend it, then you keep what belongs to you rightfully. And the psalmist says here, God is our refuge. He's our refuge and our strength. And then it says, a very present help. A very present help in trouble. You know, the people that say to you, oh, I'm there with you, I'm there with you. I'm standing right here. I'm backing you. And when you look, they're long gone. And you're stuck all by yourself. But what you and I do have is a God who never leaves you nor forsakes you. Do remember that. God will never leave you nor forsake you. He is your refuge. He is your strength. He is your help in trouble. It didn't say that you will not have trouble. Look at our world. How troubled it has been these past years. But we can confidently appreciate the fact that God is a present help. Now, if you have God on your side and you know it, and you have trouble and you are busy panicking, you are, how do I say this as nicely and kind as I can? You are insulting God. Right, you're insulting him. You see, when you are in a situation and you know God is there, and you're still panicking, then your trust is not in him. Your trust is not in his ability. Your trust is not in his capacity. Your trust is not in the fact that he's available. Your trust is not the fact that he is present. You don't trust, period. And not trust him, period, means that he got nothing. That's an insult. Think about that a moment. That every time we do not believe in God, we are insulting him. Every time we do not use God who is present, we are abusing him. To abnormally use is what abuse is. So when you're not using God and you're busy, you know, trying to do other stuff, you are abusing God and you are abusing whatever it is that you try to use. Because whatever it is you're trying to use is not meant to handle that. You are abusing people when you place your faith in them to do stuff that only God can. Now you're putting weight on them that they cannot carry. That's abuse. So the prayer focus here is this: God, help me not to be abusive to you because I don't trust in you, my present help in the time of trouble. You know, you've got trouble. This is a very present, not just a present help, a very present help. A very present help. Help me understand that you are always present. You're not, what do you say about those fathers that are not there for their children? Absentee father? God is not an absentee God. He's a present God. So no matter what you're going through, you can say, God, I know that you're here with me. No matter what it is that I'm going through right now, you are here with me. And because you are with me, I am confident that I will go through this. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. Because Lord, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You're here with me. You're going with me through this. Pray. God, help me to trust in you and not abuse you. Help me understand that you are always present with me. Pray. Talk to God. We are nothing without him. That's right. So to be able to trust God, that ability to trust God comes from God. So I'm going to give allowance to God, to be God in my life. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, O God, that you have full permission to do what you need to do in my life. Do what you need to do in this church. Do what you need to do in each son and each daughter, each partner. Father, O God, do what you got to do. Bring us, O God, to that place, O God, of total surrender and awareness of this very truth that you are our present help, very present help. And Lord, O God, that in spite of all the troubles that have come upon the earth, that we, O God, can confidently know that, Father, that these issues will not at any point overwhelm us because you've already promised us that you will not allow us to be tempted beyond that which we are able to bear, able to handle, but you provide a way of escape. Father, we receive what you have for us. Help us, O God, to be very aware of your presence, of your power. Reveal yourself to us on a daily basis. When we are awake, when we are asleep, on the conscious level and the subconscious level, be God in every realm of our lives. We bless your holy name. Thank you, Lord, O God, that you are the God of war. And you're battling, O God, our battles. You've taken on the battle for us. And you say to us, we should rest. And so we do. We rest in you, recognizing that the battle is yours. And that the enemy that we see this day, we shall see them no more. Lord, O God, continue to unravel the wheels of those, O God, that have subjugated your people to this tyranny that's plagued the world these years. The trauma, Lord, O God, in Jesus' name, we thank you, God, for releasing your people from this traumatic experience that bombarded their minds. You are our present help. You are our refuge and strength. Let this reality be made very clear in the lives of your sons and your daughters, that they know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you are there for them and will never leave nor forsake them. In Jesus, our sovereign Lord's name, we call it so done. Amen and amen. Praise God. Verse 2 says, because we know that he is our present help in the time of trouble. He says, therefore will not we fear. Will not fear, though the earth be removed. That is serious. You know, the earth is what you're standing on right now. It says, will not fear even if the earth is removed. That means whatever it is you're standing on is standing on right now is removed. Ground is cut off from under your feet. So I'm still not going to be afraid. And though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, I'm still not going to be afraid. Verse 3. Though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, still not going to be afraid. Verse 4. Why? There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God. The holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. Why is the psalmist saying, I'm not going to be afraid though everything is cut off? Well, because I'm in the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. That's right. I'm in the tabernacle of the Lord. Question. Are you in the tabernacle of the Lord? The tabernacle of the Most High? Of El Elyon? Are you under his covering? Under his shelter? Or do you see yourself as in the world? When you should see yourself seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Where you see yourself determines how you're going to respond to the issues that are facing the world today. If you see yourself seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, then you know that you are secure. And there's a stream, the Bible says here, there's a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God. I am in the city of God, and there is a river. It's flowing. What's happening? This river on both sides, watch this now in the book of Revelation, both sides, there are trees. And the trees produce different fruits every month. One tree. Producing apples, oranges, apricots, peaches, pineapple. What kind of fruit do you like? Every month, something new, something glorious, something from the presence of God, because you see yourself there in the holy city of our God, and the stream. Wow. This stream is like Eden restored. You're not driven away. Everything else may leave, but you are in the city of God. You were never of this world. You've always been from Kog. So what's that Kog? K-O-G, Kingdom of God. Got it? That's where you're from, because you were born from above. And as one who's born from above, you've been dispatched into this earth realm as an ambassador of God. And as an ambassador, your sustenance is based on what comes from above. You're using that currency. You're eating from the resources that come from above. Just like the earthly ambassador comes and he uses whatever it is that he has and brings in whatever it is that he needs, ship to him, so shall God ship to you these resources. Give me the verse that you just moved a moment ago. Not the perfect one, but it says, he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal. And where is it proceeding from? Proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. Wow. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life. You get that? The tree of life, which bore 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. That's supernatural living, child of God. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing. The leaves were for the healing of the nations. Oh, well, when we get to heaven, then we'll... No. There's no sickness in heaven, is there? No, there's no sickness there. So we don't need healing when we get to heaven or get to the New Jerusalem. When do we need the healing? Now. We need it now. That means we need to download from heaven. From thy kingdom come, thy will be done in the earth as it is in heaven. Capish? So, when we have an awareness that there is total provision for us every month, and that God's divine healing, we have it to bring to the world, then why are we worried? No, there's no reason to be worried. And that's the awareness. The psalmist is talking about it. And that's in the Old Testament. What about now in the New Testament, where for a fact we know that we are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And as he is, so are we now. When you recognize that, because you're looking unto him, the author and the finisher of your faith, you don't get overwhelmed by the circumstances that are running rampage in this world. So the prayer focus is this: God, help me to look at you and know you, and therefore divorce myself from worldly thinking that brings about destruction. Get it? We want to look at him, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, so that we are divorced, separated from worldly thinking that brings about destruction. Get the point? Pray. Talk to the Lord. Because we all need it. We're all facing all kinds of trouble, but we know the Lord is present with us. But it is not just that. We know to look unto the author and the finisher of our faith. That's the only way you can please God. If you don't do that, and you're doing things your way, it only ends in destruction. God is your source. God is your helper. God is your sustainer. God is your keeper. God is the one who elevates you. This is not what holds you. You are held in the hands of the Lord. Stop thinking natural. Think supernatural. Father, we thank you for grace. The grace to understand our God, sovereign over every aspect of our lives. God, help us to look at you and know you. Look unto you, the author and the finisher of our faith. And because we are steadfast, O God, in our attention, we are being changed into the same image of who you are. For as you are, so are we now in this world. And as we think, O God, of you as we are separated, divorced from that which is worldly, carnal mindedness, worldly thinking. Thinking the ways of natural man. Father, separate us from that and cause us, O God, to think the kind, wonderful thoughts of the Most High God. The word says, my ways are not your ways and your thoughts are not my thoughts. But you didn't say that just as a statement of indictment, but because you wanted our ways to become your ways and our thoughts your thoughts. It is sin that separated us in our way and in our thoughts. And today we thank you that a price has been paid for sin, and therefore we have a new mind. We have the mind of Christ. And Lord, O God, we receive and walk, O God, in that centrality, O God, of who you are, the integrity of your person. And we say, Lord, yes, 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 yes. As you are, so are we. As you think, so we think. As you walk, so we walk. We mimic you. We imitate you. And Lord, O God, by your loving kindness and your tender mercies, the sufficiency of your grace, we live in life to the full, and your name is greatly exalted in the midst of your people. Blessed be your holy name, Most High God, forever. In Jesus, our sovereign Lord's name, we call it so done. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Well, we will stop there today. I encourage you to pray through the next verses. And as you do so, may the Lord quicken you and establish you in your going out and in your coming in. May we seek the Lord early. The word of God says, God is in the midst of her. God is in the midst of the city. She shall not be moved. When everything else gets moved, the city of the Lord is not moved. Why? Because God helps her, and he does that right early. Yes. Be at peace. The God you serve is faithful. He's not limited by the dictates and the ways of man. He's our God. He's our provider. Our faith is in him. Yes. You know, man can try to deceive, shortchange, manipulate, tell you, I'm not going to do this for you until you do this. If you don't do this, I'm not going to help you. God is your helper. He's still God. Don't be afraid by what man intends to do. Not when you recognize that you are in a city and God is in the midst of that city. Everything else can shake. He is solid. Stop fretting. Oh, they're going to do this, they're going to do that. Stop. In the city of God, God is in the midst of her, and God helps her early. And he does that right. He does it right. Early. Perfect. Chill. Be blessed and be highly favored of the Lord. Well, this time we'll honor God with our giving. Encourage you to just do as God says. He says, if he can trust you with finances, he can trust you with more. Did you know that? If you're faithful in the little, he'll give you more. None of us are where we should be yet. God has so much more for you and I. And he wants to trust you. So show that you trust him in your giving today. I think that it's quite possible. This is the sixth month. It's quite possible that all of my givings for last year that I've already caught up with it and surpassed it already. Because I'm going to trust God for more. And you know what? This year, I have done so much more. Mama and I have done so much more. Personally, while we've given more. Check God out. He says, test me in this. That's one area he says, test me. And he was saying that about a tithe. But I really believe that God was just simply saying, that's the place I want you to start. If you don't start with a tithe, you've not even started yet. If you cannot qualify yourself as a giver if you are not a tither. Just honor God with that 10%, and you find out, for you know it, you're giving 20%. You know, people that live with 10% or even 1%, there's some people who live with 1% of their income, and their 1% of income is more than enough to handle everything they need to handle and give away even more. How would you and I like to live in that realm? There are people who are not even believers who live in like that. It's 1%. 1% of their income will buy your house, buy everything you got. 1%. So forget about percentages and just keep on trusting God. All right? Let's do that. And at this time, the information that you need to do your giving is all on there, online, you know, donation@gloryandpeace.com. We had an issue with that particular email address, but it's corrected now. And so you can use it, or info@MikeZenoMinistries. You can send it directly right here. And it's a good thing. This Sunday, we'll get to see some of your faces live, in-house. And when you come into the building, it's going to look very different from how you saw it last. But you'll be in the right place, okay? And that's this Sunday morning. We'll tell you what we're going to be doing Sunday evening. On Sunday morning, we'll tell you that, what we're going to be doing for Sunday evening service. And what else do I need to show to you? Yes, I'd like to show you the video for the next conference coming up, July the 21st to the 23rd. So watch this video. Again, services are going to be 6:30 every evening on the 21st, 22nd, and the 23rd. And we've encouraged you, if you have any questions about spiritual warfare that you want us to address, please send those, and we'll make certain that we address it when the time comes. All right, watch the video.
The occupation of every soldier is to enforce the law. There are things that Jesus has already done that need to be enforced. And except you are persistent, except you are consistent, the enemy can have his way.
Push back the darkness and redeem the times. Hallelujah. Victory, we win.
Awesome. Praise God. Well, there's going to be an exciting conference. Please spread the word. Share. And encourage your friends and those that you have to do with to subscribe also, so they can get notifications when we have these meetings. Be blessed and be highly favored of the Lord. Love you and thank God for every one of you. Celebrate the goodness of God in your lives. And I look forward to ministering to you this Sunday morning as we come together in the house of the Lord. Those of you in Winnipeg, there's room in the house for you. And on the other address, if this particular aspect of the building is filled, we'll put you on the other side and we'll still be okay. Be blessed of the Lord. Good night. Love you.